MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, August 6, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Red Cross wants blood. Healy wants legislature back. Beverly Housing Authority wants new boss. Rain near 70, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 1:29 p.m. Back in 58 seconds with North Shore Today News.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumberyard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
The American Red Cross said it's experiencing an emergency blood shortage as the nation faces dangerous levels of heat and people head out for final summer travel plans. Since July 1, the Red Cross said its national blood supply has fallen by more than 25%, and blood donors of all types, especially those with type O blood, are urged to give as soon as possible to help patients receiving life-saving medical care. Heat affected more than 100 blood drives in July, in nearly every state where the Red Cross collects blood, compounding other seasonal obstacles to blood donation, such as travel and summer activities. State House reporter Christian Wade is writing that Governor Maura Healey wants state lawmakers to return to Beacon Hill to take up a multi-billion dollar economic development bill that failed to pass before the end of formal sessions last week. Lawmakers recessed early Thursday after concluding the formal session and pushing through bills dealing with housing, veterans, and parental rights, but left dozens of major proposals on the table as they headed out the door to focus on their reelection campaigns. Healey said the economic development bond money and legislation are extremely important to supporting the state's business industry and boosting its competitiveness. She urged lawmakers to return as soon as possible to take up the plan before the December 31 end of the two-year session. On itemlive.com, Benjamin Pierce writes that in Swampscott, the town announced Monday that Fisherman's Beach has been closed until further notice due to 5 days of Enterococcus bacteria that exceeded the State Department of Public Health's limit. The decision is based on staggered results gathered by Swampscott Public Health Director Jeffrey Vaughn on July 17, 24, 25, 31, and August 1 in an area of the beach that is commonly used for swimming. A red banner that warns about unsafe bacteria levels can be found at the beach. Based on the results, recent rainfall, and the standards of the geometric mean measuring system, it's expected to be a while before the beach will be cleared for reopening. Paul Layton is reporting in the Salem News the Beverly Housing Authority is looking for a new executive director. Deborah Roy, who served as executive director for the last 3 years, resigned in July, according to Tom Pozzone, the chairman of the Housing Authority's Board of Commissioners. Today is the deadline for accepting applications. Pozzone said the BHA is hoping to select a new executive director by mid-October. In the Newburyport Daily News, Caroline Enos reports that a free day camp run by the Essex County District Attorney's Office and local police departments celebrated its 30th anniversary. The Essex County Summer Day Camp is open to students entering fifth grade from across the North Shore. It was held this year at Higgins Middle School in Peabody. Approximately 450 campers learned about public safety and other topics such as preventing violence, drug use, and bullying, while also taking part in fun activities, according to the DA's office. This year, that included a presentation from Rainforest Reptiles, a laser light show by Prismatic Magic, bowling, a field day, movie theater trips, a talent show, and a visit to New England Aquarium. On Friday, the second and final week-long camp session wrapped up with a graduation for campers. And the Gloucester Times is reporting that Sawyer Free Library recently welcomed Tricia Balson as the children's librarian. Paulson recently graduated magna cum laude with dual degrees, a Master of Arts in Children's Literature and a Master of Science in Library Science from Simmons University in Boston. She also graduated magna cum laude, earning a Bachelor of Arts in Cultural Studies from SUNY Empire State College. She brings a wealth of experience and passion to her new role. Red Sox 9, Royals 5 last night. They'll do it again tonight, hopefully. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.